Next up, we have, this is a very short one. Matilda Shortridge, graduated with honors from Harvard. It's written right here. And the title of her story is My Nifty Little Story.
I'm Matilda. I graduated from Harvard with honors. I have lived in Viroqua my whole life, and I've just like kind of been thinking about what story I'm gonna tell, and I'm like, I really wish there was some story where I like went to Russia and saw my teacher from Youth Initiative or something like that, but that hasn't really happened because I've never been to Russia, but I have been to Harvard. I've just been thinking about small world, small world, small world, small world, small world. And I'm like, well, Viroqua is kind of like a small world. It has its like different communities and different like divides, and it has its leaders and its other parts. And it's just like the longer that you live here, you start to like see between the lines and see all these different elements of it and the different ways that the community works. And so I moved here when I was like 16 months old. To a town where everybody knows everyone. We stayed with the Daniels. You guys probably know them. and then we bought a house that belonged to the old fire chief, which is kind of funny because it was a total fire hazard when we bought it. Then I jumped right into kindergarten when I was like 3. Oh, there goes my nail. Classic. But I jumped into kindergarten. I went to the Violet Kindergarten, not the Rosemary one, which was kind of my first taste of the divides that are in Viroqua. There was always a little bit of beef between the Rosemarys and the Violets. Pick your salad topping. I almost switched once, and I was like, no, I'm not going to risk that. And then I went back to making a worm hotel, which is where you dig up worms and put them in a bucket and call that a vacation for them. They loved it. They ate it up. And then it's just like, I don't know. It's like the divides in Viroqua are very interesting to me. Like literally Main Street kind of like cuts it right in half. Like we're on our side. We're kind of technically on the wrong turf right now. the hippies are invading. But here we are, and I just think it's just interesting to like look at the divides within the small world that we have. We have like, it's like these two countries within it, and we kind of like stay on our side, and then we blame all our problems on the other side, and which they blame it back. So it's kind of a little trade-off too. But it kind of like these problems that were invented by no one probably, but they trickle down. They trickled out to the children. Like when I was in Pleasant Ridge, whenever our stores would get destroyed or our forts would get wrecked, it was the public schoolers' fault. Boy, did they use the wind to knock over that. Dang it, they took our felted things. Our erasers? Oh my God. They just stole everything. Because we blame everything on these other versions of ourselves, kind of. It's like, they're annoyed with us, probably. I'm putting words in their mouth, but like, wouldn't you be kind of annoyed too if like a bunch of hippies, probably from Portland, came and were like, "Your school's not really good enough for us. We're gonna make our own. Your high school isn't really good enough either, or your grocery store." And then we build all these things on our side, and then we're like, "Ooh, you knocked over our structures on our playground too." it's just like these back and forth dilemmas between us, and there's some overlap. I'm not saying that we all hate each other, but we just blame these things on ourselves. So I was at Pleasant Ridge for a while, and honestly, I started to feel pretty like maybe excluded or rejected is the word, but I wasn't like a popular little third grader. There was and this isn't a jab at anybody. My class was very cliquey. Especially, I think. My class just, it was like Mean Girls. Like, instead of the lunch table, because we didn't have those, it was the handwork table. You had to sit at the right one. I used to get invited to sit at the right table when I sat with the boys. they got annoyed, and then I'd get invited, but they didn't actually like me. It's okay though. No jabs. Everybody, we were all awful. We would like push people over in track. It was honestly like high key level bullying. Like we were all bullies. I was a bully. Everybody was. But it's like when you get into these dynamics, it's like you start to blame everything on everybody within our communities as well. It's not just the blaming across the main street. It's not just the blaming of the different countries within our small world. 5 minutes, says Emerus. It's these like dynamics go in, and it's like I'm in third grade, and I'm like, I need to get away out of here. I need to find a way out of here. And I'm like, what if I just become famous? That would really help to escape this small world, so that I don't feel so trapped in these dynamics that I feel stuck in my third grade mind. I was like, oh man, this is some deep stuff. I just gotta move to Nashville. That's really the solution to all of my problems. So that was a while of my life where I was like, that is just the way. I'm going to prove everybody wrong. They're all going to be like, wow. And instead of running away from me at recess, everybody will be swarming me. That was, and this isn't like a unique story, I think, at all. I think like most people, when they feel like they don't fit in, they come up with different ways to cope with that. As I grew up and I kind of grew out of that phase, I became really embarrassed of myself, and I kind of went into a little bit of a shell where I felt like every one of my problems was my past self's fault. There was a divide within myself, as well as the divide of the classes within Pleasant Ridge, and the divides between the two schools in Viroqua, and the divide at Main Street, where we have little dynamics back and forth. It's their fault. They destroyed our structure. In this small world, we have small worlds within the small world, and then a small world within our small world, and a small world within our heads, and a small world. And it's just such a small world. And it's like these like veins that run through it all. And then when you start feeling mad about your rejection, and then all of the kids felt at Pleasant Ridge, it was like we were like, the worst thing you could be was Waldorfy there. Like, like if you like enjoyed Eurythmy, oof. Like, all the kids were like, ooh, she was waving her arms a little too gracefully. That was a little too much. Do you like it here? I do volleyball. and then it's like, but also in the end, we're all grateful that we went to Waldorf school, because it was like our entire lives, and we didn't like it because we felt like we didn't fit in with the other side. And we felt rejected when we went over, and then we felt rejected within, and then we decided we wanted to move to Nashville and be famous. And that was obviously a universal experience for everyone, and that was everybody's way of escaping. But in the end, you're glad that you grew up here, and you're glad that you had this experience in this small world. And while it's like enticing and like magical and like kind of seductive, the idea of leaving sometimes when you're younger and you've lived here all your life, it's like the gift of having a community that knows you so well is like also kind of magical and seductive and beautiful at the same time as well. Just the small world is very small, and it's very, a lot of different dynamics going back and forth all the time. There's different things. Everybody knows everything about everyone, and sometimes you feel like that's really imprisoning, and like everybody knows you and knows all of your mistakes, and everybody here knows that I wanted to move to Nashville when I was little. Well, probably not everybody, but I was a good portion. Because I told everyone, I was like, you guys, just wait, like, you're gonna see. And that didn't end up happening, but that's all, it's all good. It's still, the point of the story is that, like, we can spend a lot of time on thinking of how we can escape things and blame everything on the other versions of ourselves and blame things on our past selves. Oh, it's her fault, it's her embarrassing self that made this problem happen, instead of maybe blaming it on the wind or somebody's bad day. But it's obviously it's my third grade self's fault that something went wrong now, and we can blame everything on that. And usually growing up here was a really great gift that I experienced, and it's just taken a lot of like thinking with myself in order to be able to appreciate the experiences I've had here, and thinking more about it. And it's like the opportunity to grow up here in a small world is more magical than it is suffocating.